Nazari, how you feeling, man? The band receiving 5 nominations today at the Juno Awards. How does it feel getting the nods?
Well, we're on the West Coast time, so we woke up with a whole lot of text messages from friends and the label, so it's a great way to wake up.
You know, it's got to be something special for you. I mean, of course, being a a band from Canada and having your own nation, really respecting the music that you've had, you've been able to do and release. I mean, again, that's got to be something special because 2014, what a year that was for you guys, man. Talk a little bit about how that year has been from releasing your new album, Root doing not just so well in Canada, but throughout the world. What was that like for you guys?
Well, we collected a lot of air miles flying around the world, which was a bonus. It was surreal, really. It was we kind of sit and talk about it now. We're like, what was that? You know, what was last year? That was, kind of reminded us of the movie That Thing You Do, where it's like you have a big hit and then they just spin you around. I guess the difference is we're not breaking up. It's been really cool, man. I mean, we're getting ready this year. We're going on tour with Maroon 5. And, with the Juno nominations and, all the new single that's coming out everywhere. And it's just kind of nonstop. So that 2014 kind of rush hasn't really stopped. We're going just as hard in 2015.
Were you guys disappointed about not receiving the Grammy nod? Because I remember when I was giving my predictions and I said if there was ever a Canadian that would probably receive the most, it was you guys. I was shocked that you guys didn't. Were you surprised? And I mean, did it bother you guys?
No, we all had a moment of like, there were songs that got nominated that weren't as big as our songs, but, we don't know the politics and we don't know what's really going on. And, we're one of the rare bands in the world that's actually broken globally. So we're going to stay positive because everything is positive.
Yeah, absolutely. And you kind of mentioned it, too. I want you to talk a little bit about it. Got to be thrilled. Maroon 5, you guys are touring with Maroon 5. And, of course, you're going to be playing at the Air Canada Centre very soon, too.
That's true. We got the opportunity. We opened for them in Montreal a while ago. And then I guess it was a good match that day, and they invited us to do the whole tour.
Man, that's got to be something. So when you say the whole tour, this isn't just Canadian tour. Are you guys like traveling them throughout North America?
North America, Europe, everywhere. Yeah, it's like 40 arenas.
Man, I got to go back and ask you again. Did you ever think this was going to happen for you? I mean, I know you've been writing songs for a lot of people and creating a lot of hits, but did you ever think that this would happen to you? You would get the right guys together and you guys would just go global.
No, I really didn't. I always tried to, as a solo act, I was always trying to break. And, I knew one day I'd have an opportunity, but I didn't know it was in this light. But this is the best way possible because as a band, we get to do anything we want. We have the right to be artistic in a lot of ways and accepted by so many fans. Because if you don't like me, then you like my drummer.
Well, everybody loves you, my friend, because you know how to put it together. We talked about the tour. What else is going to be happening? You also mentioned, too, there's still songs to be releasing off of this album, right?
Yeah, tons. I mean, we'll probably end up with like 4 or 5 singles because Canada's moving a little faster than the States. Canada, you guys have Don't Kill the Magic and Let Your Hair Down, which is amazing. But over here, we're promoting the next single, which is called No Way No. And I'm sure Canada's going to jump on that, too. So we're trying to get the whole world to be on the same page with the same song at the same time. And we're going to Jamaica in a few days to perform at the Jazz Festival. And we're doing some really cool stuff and shooting the video. And we're doing the NBA All-Star Game coming up soon, too. And doing something for the Super Bowl. And it just, we're just getting every opportunity and try to capitalize on everything and stay positive and get along.
Look, I got to jump on you on 2 things. Number one, you just mentioned about the Super Bowl. What are you guys doing down at the Super Bowl?
We're not there for the actual day. We're there a few days, I think a few days before. Is the Super Bowl on the 1st?
I just did a story on that. Somewhere around there, yeah.
The 31st? I don't know when.
No, no. It's in February.
But I don't really watch football. Alex, our drummer, he's a big sport nut. But yeah, we're performing at an event, at a fan festival, with Jason Derulo and a few other acts. So, you know, just there to celebrate and continue to entertain.
Yeah, February 1st. That's when it's going to be happening. So you guys are probably doing some kind of
There a few days before. We're there a few days before doing a fan festival.
Fantastic. And then you also just mentioned about you say that are you guys going to be around in L.A. for the Grammys? Just curious.
Yeah, but we're actually going to be in like kind of full-blown rehearsal around that time for Maroon 5.
Okay, cool.
So, I don't think we're attending the Grammys this year, but we're definitely happy for all of our, you know, mutual artists and friends for their nominations.
But you also said, too, the NBA All-Star. What are you guys doing for that?
We're performing at the, I guess it's the celebrity, after the celebrity game. I think we're performing after that. And I think they're going to let us play. So we'll see.
Fantastic. Look, I know we're going to have to wrap this up, but very quickly, one, I got to ask, the magic in magic, what do you think it is?
You know, I think it's the friendship. You know, I think it's the camaraderie. You know, if somebody has a feeling about something and they put it out to the universe, that could be very powerful. When four people have that feeling, that's kind of, it becomes unstoppable.
And last question, it's not even a question, man. I got to say, thank you so much for letting me be part of all this in 2014 and 2015. It has been a thrill from the first time I saw you guys in the warehouse, seeing that performance. And I said within 10 seconds I hear you guys play, I went, these guys are going to be massive, and you guys absolutely did it. Thank you so much for letting me be part of this. And more importantly, man, thanks for letting me be the guy to interview you guys the most. I think this is now interview number 10 in a year.
Wow. Well, we're completely sick of you, Rudy. And we don't know. We feel bad. You know, you're such a nice guy, and we don't want to upset you. Listen, man, you know, when you're 103, we'll still be answering your questions.
I always appreciate it, my friend. Look, say hello to the guys for me. Congrats. I will be down at Hamilton for the Junos. I will be on that red carpet, man. Come on over. We definitely got to talk. And when you guys pick up your awards, we'll do that again too, man. Congrats.
Sounds good. Thank you guys so much. Thank you. Thank you, Rudy.
Take care.
Thanks, Rudy.
Bye-bye.